It happened to me for 3 days in a row. The first day brought rain, then came fog, then the snow. But each day the weather just ruined my plans for hot dogs and baseball and fun in the stands. So I called on my scientist friend, Dr. Sam. I said, "Are you busy?" He said, "Now I am. I know that you've come here with some harebrained scheme. So tell me which problems inspired this dream." I said, "Doc, now listen, you must understand. Wet weather is messing up all of my plans. There must be an answer to clouds in the sky that pour on my head and drip in my eye." The doc scribbled something on his drawing board, pulled parts from his Chevy, took parts from his Ford, some wire, a hose, an old motor, and tape, and he moved things around till it finally took shape. "There," said the doc, with his hands on his hips. But I was scratching my head and licking my lips. I said, "I don't get it. What's this going to do?" He said, "Help me move it. You'll see in a few." Moved it out to the yard, and it looked rather odd. And then he unfolded the telescope rod. 'Twas about 10 short inches, then more like 10 feet. And soon it was longer than Mulberry Street. He lifted it up till it reached to the sky, then turned to the west, and what caught my eye but a tiny white cloud just afloat in the breeze. It was gliding as gently as ever you please. Well, the doc held it still till the moment he knew that the edge of the cloud in the sky of blue was touching the end of the telescope rod. Then he turned his head slowly and gave me a nod. Well, I don't know too much about science and such, but I knew what to do when he gave me that cue. So I bent down and leaned over, touching the switch. I paused for a second, and my finger twitched. Then I flipped that old switch toward that little word on, and my work being done, took a seat on the lawn. Then I heard a low rumble. It became a loud roar, like my cousin Jimmy at night when he snores. Then another noise slowly began to come forth, like a giant sucking sound from the south to the north. So I looked to the sky, and I squinted my eye, 'cause I couldn't believe that I saw what I'd seen. That little white cloud, this is really quite odd, was vanishing into the telescope rod. Little by little, the cloud disappeared, and in a few seconds, the blue sky was clear. I looked at the doc. He looked back at me. I opened my mouth, but I just said, "Well, gee." Now, Doc was a true man of science, you see, sought knowledge, not fortune. So he said to me, "We found a solution, my eager young friend. It's yours now. Enjoy it. I'll give it, not lend." So I started thinking and started to plan. A contraption like this could make me a rich man. I figured I had to come up with a name that folks might remember when skies threatened rain. I wondered and pondered. I simmered and stewed, my thoughts changing faster than chews of my food. I thought of it this way. I laughed at it that. I mulled each one over, gave each its at-bat. Like suction unlimited cloud-moving pros, just call us whenever you fear rain or snow. Or Vacupuff cloud cleaning, there's quite a name, but I couldn't imagine it bringing me fame. They all were so boring, they put me to sleep, but there I discovered the one I would keep. The Fantabulous Cumulonimbuli Pump. I woke with a grin and a small joyous jump. If you fear bad weather, just give us a call. With us, every cloud has no lining at all. Within a few hours, a call rang my phone. A local girls' soccer team's coach sighed and moaned. They had a big picnic planned the next day, but it looked like a thunderstorm stood in their way. It was scheduled for noon, so I said with a thrill, "Let's meet at the park at, say, 10 minutes till." We met there, and sure enough, as they'd been warned, the dark clouds had gathered. The girls were forlorn. I said, never fear, and never say yuck. Just write me a check for a cool $50. They handed it over. I turned from the crowd. I flipped on my gizmo and sucked up those clouds. The girls in their coach gave me high fives and smiles. Their picnic was saved. No small storm cramped their styles. I drove away smiling and thought in my heart, not bad for a guy no one thought was too smart. For the next several weeks, I was one busy guy, rescuing plans as I vacuumed the sky. I made lots of money. It made lots of friends, this power I had to control weather trends. And then, in the winter, some odd things began. A businessman called and he said, here's my plan. I don't want to see any snow here all year, 'cause I know this could help me sell more camping gear. This seemed quite a reasonable course to pursue, to keep the sky clear, a bright sparkling blue. But then came some carolers, store Santas too, who said, it's not Christmas when no snow's in view. Then farmers came calling and offering me dough to let the clouds rain and let their crops grow. Umbrellas and wiper blades, raincoats and boots. The folks selling those things then offered me loot. Well, they all said they'd pay me, to do work or not. But I had to decide which ones I'd give a shot. That's not such a bad proposition, you see, if I could collect for just letting things be. Well, soon I was rich, without lifting a hand, just watching the rain and the snow wet the land. All the rain rusted my weird wind machine, way too much hassle to keep dry and clean. Finally, I junked it. It went to the dump, my fantabulous cumulonimbuli pump. And so ends my story. I'm happy, not sad. I bought a pro baseball team. Things aren't so bad. It's such a long story. To tell it, such strain. I think I'll relax with a stroll in the rain.
Thanks for listening to this story. Download it for free from lineupyourbrain.com. Visit our website again soon for more great free audio stories.